Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention significantly revised its numbers of COVID-19 variants on Tuesday, estimating the Omicron strain accounted for about 58.6% of U.S. cases. The CDC previous estimate was 73.2% nationwide. That's a discrepancy of over 22%, and a massive fall of the CDC's earlier numbers of 95%. The CDC blamed the disease for their inaccurate numbers. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has dropped out of the ATP Cup in Sydney, Australia, starting January 17th. The 34-year-old is opposed to vaccinations. Earlier this month, Serena Williams confirmed that she should not participate in the Australian Open following advice of her medical team. Australian Open organizers have stipulated that all participants must be vaccinated or have a medical exemption granted by an independent panel of experts. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good news for homeowners. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Home prices are continuing to increase across the United States. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index reporting just over a 19% annual gain in October. Phoenix leading the way of all American cities with a 32% year-over-year increase in front of Tampa Bay and Miami, which both came in with an over 25% increase. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Football legend John Madden died at 85 in Pleasanton, California on Tuesday morning.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John on a Monday Night Football game in 2002. We are USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Harry Mason Reed Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands more his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country. And there are kids just like he was. And he hasn't stopped fighting for them. And that's... You know, there are a lot of folks who are, Harry, I hope you don't mind if I say this, there are a lot of folks who are slicker and, you know, give smoother TV interviews. And, but in terms of somebody who's got heart and cares about ordinary people trying to chase the American dream, I don't think there's been anybody ever.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada, at the age of 82. Thanks for listening and wishing you and yours the best in 2022. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Hey, it is time for the one and only, yes, Dr. George Barna, who joins us now. He is a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. Good to get past the first part of the holidays. Moving on.
I guess, yeah, exactly. We survived Thanksgiving and the tryptophan, you know, from, you know, I love cold turkey sandwiches, but it knocks me out. I don't know what it is. I don't recall 10 years ago having this kind of effect on me. I don't know. Am I getting older, or is this a possibility of a new ACU study or something?
All I can tell you is that naps are underrated. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
I agree with you, but boy, I'll tell you this. Anyway, whatever. That aside, you know, we don't want to kill the turkey industry. We got enough things already attacking different elements of our American economy, and the last thing they need to hear from me and you is something that's going to injure the economy all the more. But hey, we're here to talk about mental health issues, and your focus is on millennials. And as I was reading this study, I'm thinking, wow, this almost applies across the board. I understand we're talking about, you know, the young people that are affected, but this seems to be, if I might say, a modern-day pandemic or the mental health issues that just about every demographic in America is dealing with.
Well, it is true. I mean, when you get rid of the foundation stones of our culture and our lives, and you start looking for new solutions, you start relying on alternative ways of living, it's only natural that new problems are going to spring up. And what we've got throughout the country is people who now don't even remember the old ways, or maybe weren't taught the new ways when we talk about young people. And so they don't have anything to fall back on, so it becomes even scarier. So, right. You know, with our new studies showing the skyrocketing levels of mental illness in the country, that's been confirmed by the mental health industry. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty shocking, but it's something that we can't keep turning our backs on.
Exactly. Well, we're seeing the manifestation of some of this mental anxiety, you know, whether we're looking at, you know, congested streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, other parts of the country, and people just want to write that off so quickly. But I think about the next layer. What about the other people who are suffering silently, George?
Well, I mean, that's huge. And then you can layer something else on top of that, which is when you look at all of the people coming over our borders right now from other nations, many of them are coming with real emotional and mental issues. And I don't say that in any kind of derogatory or pejorative way. It's just the reality of who is drawn to America because they think that it'll be a place that will deal with those things better than their native land has. But that puts even more pressure on our system, which right now is already broken in this area. And so, yeah, I mean, we've got to pay attention.
Well, and you bring up something that is all part of, the Advent Week of Hope. And this is what people are looking to. They're and even some people have been falsely, trained to look to the government for hope as opposed to God. And we're looking for hope in all the wrong places, are we not?
We are, and it's so interesting because one of the reasons why people look to government is because right now we've got an administration that keeps talking about, oh, we'll take care of it. It's going to be free. Don't worry. And the reality is it's not free when it comes from the government. There are always strings attached. Those institutions are already overwhelmed with what they've been charged to do. They can't take on these new kinds of issues that they're unprepared and underfunded for. And yet the one who will give the free help that people need, God himself, is exactly the one that people are not paying attention to. So we need to reorient people's attention to go to the real healer.
Yeah, good point there, because it's not like the government has a track record of success on these issues, does it?
No, in fact, in studying this, what we found is that many of the issues that we're faced with in America today is because the government pulled back. And, they had created a reliance upon government systems. The government pulled back as it's wont to do. It'll serve you, it'll stop serving you, it'll serve you, it'll stop serving you. There's this constant tug of war that goes on with government services. It doesn't make sense for us to become reliant upon government. You never know when it's going to be there. You never know what kind of quality you're going to get. The only one that really provides that kind of quality is God.
Amen. And you said at the opening that we have foregone, tradition. We've ignored lessons of the past. Maybe for these young people, they just haven't heard the lessons experientially. They're not getting anecdotal information, what they're being taught in, sadly, in too many educational institutions across the country, is this faux religion, this empty religion. They're gods that cannot speak. They don't smell. They don't taste. They don't produce anything. They're just there for show and no go. And, and it's nothing new, because there's nothing new under the sun, is the wisest man that ever traveled the planet, Solomon himself, noted quite clearly. The other thing is that God clearly said to us that a people without vision will cast off restraint. And this is where we are right now. We're in chaos without restraint, without any kind of bumper rails to, hold our thinking into some level of proper common sense just proper common sense.
Yeah, one of the great things that Mark Twain once said is common sense ain't. And I think that really kind of describes what's going on in America today. What we have is a population of people who are doing what's right in their own eyes. They're failing to, refusing to seek God's wisdom, which is the only real wisdom that exists. And that explains why, for instance, the research is showing that adolescents, people in the 13 to 18-year-old age bracket, 49% of them have one or more types of mental illness that they're wrestling with already in their life. And so, if there was ever a call or a time for us to turn back to God, to repent of many of the things that got us in these situations, and to rely more and more on Him to the point where we rely solely on Him, now is that time.
Yeah, George, and you would think about it, especially us, who have gone through this and we've experienced this. We understand the law of gravity. We understand and appreciate the mistakes that we made. And we have come to know a very loving and forgiving God who extends His grace and mercy. We need to be that voice to these young people. I can only imagine, as a professor, in talking to some of these young kids, as you lay out this data, are you seeing, the light bulbs turning on here?
Slowly. I mean, it's an uphill battle. I mean, even at a very devoted Christian campus, such as the one that I'm on, you find that the kids are overwhelmed by all the information from the media. They're still on their screens. That's where they're getting their news about what happens in the world. So they're fighting this daily moment-to-moment battle of trying to reconcile what the world is telling them with what God's Word is telling them, with what God's people are telling them. And so it's still a struggle for them. So it takes time. It takes a lot of investment in the lives of these people. And for parents, you know, and those of us who are grandparents, we have to realize this is a very different battle than our parents had to fight with us. This is one where we've got to be even more invested.
We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us. 3, 2, 1.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
As promised, we're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. George Barna is with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, you were just talking about the preponderance of media, faux media information that has become, unfortunately, driven by narrative and by, in some cases, just flat out lies. And it's no wonder that our kids have been persuaded to enter into the realm of that stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar referred to. But it's all just, this fake information, this fake news stuff that's bombarding the kids. And, you know, and I think back when the apostle was poisoned and, they said, wait a minute, this is bad porridge. It's the death of death is in this porridge. You know, go and get me good porridge. Get me some good stuff here to counteract the bad stuff. And that's what America, I believe, is screaming for right now, or maybe it should be screaming for, and that we're in need of, dire need of, is the pure information, the whole truth and nothing but, to counteract all this faux media stuff that's out there.
Well, it's true. You know, one of the things that I wrestle with students, and then when I go to churches or wherever I'm speaking, you know, people are asking questions and making statements. The question I have to keep coming back to is, but what is truth? How do you know what truth is? You know, so yes, you've got to do your homework, and don't just take what the media tell you at face value. Don't take what your peers tell you at face value. Dig in deeper, figure it out, but also then compare it to Scripture. Because we know there's only one body of information that is always true, and that is God's Word. So you've got to keep going back and forth between these, finding that point of reconciliation, while at the same time understanding that part of what our culture is about is manipulation. There are people who are looking out for their best interests, and they're not about manipulating you to get there. So you have to become savvy to that. You have to become sensitive to it. Know it when you experience it. Help other friends of yours, other people that you interact with, to learn what you're learning about how some of the things that you thought were truth is not truth. What I find is that often people are scared to admit that because they don't want other people to say, oh my gosh, that person got taken. What an idiot they are. Mm-hmm. We're all idiots. We're all being taken all the time.
Exactly.
Because our natural inclination is to believe what people tell us. We want to believe that other people are good, but the Scriptures tell us, no, they're not. And so, again, we got to keep going back to God's Word and realigning our thinking so that it's in the right place.
Well, you know, that pondersome question, what is truth? I mean, that is what Pontius Pilate asked of Jesus. He's standing in front of truth himself. I just picture this. Every time I think about this, George, he's standing in front of the very truth, the truth of God, and he's asking, what is truth? And, it's just one of those missed moments. And I think, you know, time and again, when you look through human history, these appointed times that God has given us, how dangerous it is when we miss those appointed times. And I think that Pontius Pilate probably something, I mean, for him to even ask that question leads me to believe that this was something that he asked of himself, maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up from dead sleep, going, what is truth? And here he is at his appointed time. He's in front of truth and he has no revelation. And so he continues with his chaotic life.
Well, you know, and one of the things we can say about Pontius Pilate is that, of course, he was filling a position of leadership. And so that's a position of even greater responsibility, because your decisions are going to impact the lives of many others. You're going to be taking them down different paths of life. So you better make sure that you know what the truth is so that you're not leading people astray. You know, a few minutes ago, you alluded to Proverbs 29:18. About the fact that when people don't have God's vision as the thing that they're aligning their life to, they throw off restraint, they run wild, you know, depending on the biblical translation you look at.
Mm-hmm.
But
right. That's
exactly what leaders have to protect us from doing, by making sure that we're not following their personal vision, but that what we're doing is trying to figure out what is God's vision for my life, for my family, for my company, for my school, you know, for my nation, and that's the thing that we line up with. Because if we're pursuing a person's vision, a group's vision, an organization's vision, that's anything other than God's, we're just walking down the wrong path.
You see, and that idea, George, was what our founding fathers addressed and said must be. The people believed that if you were going to be a leader, then you better be connected to God. If you're not, don't bother to apply. And here we are 250 years later, and we've got these leaders that, and even more so today with the Marxists who have come into our governmental operations, that don't believe in God. They believe in the God of government, not in the God of the universe. It's no wonder that America finds itself where it is today. If we don't have a serious revival and a turning to God, America is done, George.
Well, yeah, and that's always the case, Bill, of course. You know, if you ever get off base, you've got issues. One of the things that I find interesting in our culture today is that language, of course, makes such a big difference. This is one of the big postmodern ideas, is that language is really what determines everything. And so there's been a lot of distortion with our language. And so the fact that we call certain people leaders, even though they don't really lead, they're just manipulating for their own benefit. You look at how many people in this country call themselves Christians. They love that label, but they're not really disciples of Jesus. You look at the idea of science. And so right now we've got people in government who keep talking about, well, we're just following the science. But in point of fact, they're doing exactly the opposite. So we've got to be very conscious of the fact that we are being manipulated. There is a lot of distortion of the facts under the label of truth. We got to be looking at all these labels and being a little more skeptical.
And to your point, I mean, all this distortion, which takes us away from the truth, it is what is amping up the anxiety and depressing, especially the young people. Because it's one thing if you're adult and you've had a little bit of life under your belt, you can kind of ride this out. But if this is the first wave of disruption, serious disruption that you're dealing with, and you have little to draw back on, it's no wonder that our kids are unhinged right now.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is a domino game. One of the things in this new report is that, okay, so we find this big issue with mental health where 54% of millennials say they're frequently dealing with anxiety, depression, and fear. What we discovered is that then radically impacts their relationships, their ability to know people, trust people, love people, interact meaningfully with people. That in turn impacts their career choices and their career performance. I mean, it's an endless cycle here where once you let these things get out of control and you take your eyes off God and all you're doing now is you put your eyes on yourself, where it's like, oh, I'm not feeling well. Well, get your eyes off yourself. Deal with God. Put your energy into the right thing, which is that relationship with God, and that will put things right.
Well, and look at what happens here, as you mentioned, as these young kids have such fear and anxiety, they'd much rather cohabitate than to get married because somehow that's safer, right?
Well, that's the theory here. And I mean, that's one of the things that we're finding is that they're ambivalent about getting married. Fewer of them are getting married. They're getting married later. The marriages are lasting shorter periods of time. They're preferring cohabitation. Almost everyone who does get married these days is cohabited. We find that there's a correlation between that and divorce. They're less interested in having children because it produces more anxiety and pressure in their life. I mean, again, it's just a cycle where we got to get back to, where did all this start?
Are we going to see things the way God sees them, or are we going to see them the way the government tells us we're supposed to see things?
Well, exactly. I mean, without acknowledging the existence and the authority of God, no wonder anxiety and fear are running rampant. When you have a worldview that believes in things like karma, no wonder you're always looking behind yourself, worrying, what's coming after me? It all comes back to worldview. We got to recognize God is God. He's there. He cares. He's involved. We're not God. He created us for his purposes. Let's play our role and enjoy life the way that he intended it to be.
He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barn has been with us. George, thank you as always. Appreciate the time and the insight.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention significantly revised its numbers of COVID-19 variants on Tuesday, estimating the Omicron strain accounted for about 58.6% of U.S. cases. The CDC previous estimate was 73.2% nationwide. That's a discrepancy of over 22%, and a massive fall of the CDC's earlier numbers of 95%. The CDC blamed the disease for their inaccurate numbers. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has dropped out of the ATP Cup in Sydney, Australia, starting January 17th. The 34-year-old is opposed to vaccinations. Earlier this month, Serena Williams confirmed that she should not participate in the Australian Open following advice of her medical team. Australian Open organizers have stipulated that all participants must be vaccinated or have a medical exemption granted by an independent panel of experts. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee that has been beating the drum about the right sizing of government is on with us now, and couldn't be a more perfect time after Congress has decided to pass our debt limit and increase the debt limit from $29 trillion to $31 trillion, less, oh, God forgive us, the government would shut down. Right, Lou?
Yes. No, it's just amazing what has happened. When Ronald Reagan was in office, that the debt was $2 trillion. Now it's $30 trillion. And that's, you know, it's just beyond our capacity. So we've got to right-size, got to reduce and right-size government, cut it in half from what it is today across the nation.
How do we do that when you've got a government that continues to build a dependent class by spending all our money, adding trillions of dollars to the economy, and then you've got the president with such arrogance and audacity to flat out lie to the American people in his constituency and saying that it's not going to cost us one dime, and now the CBO comes back and says, oh yeah, by the way, this latest episode of the Build Back Better plan is not going to be 1.75 if you run this out in true course and model as all these bills generally go, which they're figured on a 10-year basis, not on some fuzzy math idea so they can kind of get Joe Manchin's support. The CBO says that looks like more like a $5 trillion commitment. Oops.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think the way we do this is we be frank with the American people. They have observed what has been going on with the Biden administration, unprecedented race of you know, costs and all the rest, and your gasoline is going up, inflation is killing people, etc. So it is now time to have the honest discussion with what government should be doing and what we leave to the private sector. And we do know this. Over the last 25, 30 years, studies internationally have demonstrated that when government is reduced as a proportion of the economy of nations, those nations grow faster. So that's what we need to do. Apply the Romer rule, the 2018 rule that came out of the Nobel laureate, and show that when you can increase the rate of economic growth from 1%, which it is now, to 5%, you double the size of the economy in short order.
Yeah, when you're talking about the Romer rule and this Nobel laureate, we're talking about a Nobel laureate that actually knows how to do math, not the 17 Nobel laureates that supposedly endorsed this Build Back Better plan and going along with President Biden's narrative that it won't cost us a dime, right?
Yeah. The beauty of the Romer rule is it's very simple. When Biden and Barack Obama left in 2016, they left an average annual growth rate of 1.2%, taking 60 years to double the size of the economy. Whereas if we can achieve what Trump was aiming for, what Reagan achieved, the 5%, it takes 18 years to double the size of the economy. And who are the winners? All the people in the
American
economy
people.
With jobs and all the rest. That's all the rest of the American people. You bet.
Yeah, but the Democrats don't want that. They want a dependent class, and that's what they're continuing to build on our dime, Lou. I mean, is that audacious? I mean, they're using our money to build up a dependent class that will vote Democrat from now till eternity.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, but the reaction of the American people, look at the current polls. They are demonstrating that Biden is very far down and Kamala is even worse, and that if we give the American people the straight story and a true path to improve, then they will follow it. It's just that simple. And this is the election in which that change can be made.
Well, Lou, it's so obvious. I mean, it is right before their eyes. I mean, these Democratic policies are bringing all kinds of madness and chaos, over $4 billion worth of damage in the summer of love. You know, oh, we can't incarcerate people. We can't hold them accountable. You know, we'll just arrest them and set them out to go and commit more crimes. And that seems to be okay for them. And now, finally, after all this disaster that's been going on in San Francisco, the mayor San Francisco is finally putting her foot down, because the reality is hitting her straight in the face that you cannot have lawlessness reigning in your city. And here they are destroying one of America's most beautiful cities. I mean, this is on their watch, and this is all with Democratic policies. And it doesn't seem to matter to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. But some Democrats in these cities, like this mayor that we mentioned in San Francisco, is waking up to the reality and saying, look, we can't afford to do this. This is disgusting.
That's exactly right. And the lawlessness in the streets, what we've got in California and all the rest is just chaotic, and it must be reversed. And that's what the American people can experience. And from shore to shore, we're getting this kind of a problem. It is really bad for us everywhere.
But they've got to see who to blame for this. I mean, this isn't Donald Trump. This isn't Mitch McConnell. This is squarely on the shoulders of Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party. They are the ones that are creating this. And in the process, Lou, what I'm most concerned about is that we are wasting away the minds of what could be some valuable resources in, you know, human resources of humanity, of these young kids who are participating in this smash and grab, easy money type of program that is being endorsed by the Democratic Party.
No, that's right. But, you know, people are reacting as we would reasonably expect to the chaos in the streets, the various projects that the left is advancing are just undermining, and people see that when you have lawlessness, as we've outlined in Walgreens in California, and they shut down 58 stores. That tells you that people aren't being serviced, and people are reacting to that. That's why the polls are shaping the way they are.
Well, and they're reacting to these COVID mandates, vaccination mandates, mask mandates, all this insidious heavy-handedness of a government that is so bloated and overpowering. And this has all got to come to a head sooner or later, Lou.
Yep. No, I'm with you. But fortunately, the polls are reflecting what people are feeling. And they are reacting, as you and I are, to the America that we've known, loved, and cherished and want to restore. And I think we are on a path to do that. Now, it's going to be a long, tough battle, but the people are reflecting it in the polling.
Well, we need more than polling. And I'll tell you what, because this president is still not listening. He does not get it. He is doubling down. These Democratic governors are continuing to be tyrannical and disconnected from their constituency. And they will pay a price, you know, like that old Valvoline commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is the longer you wait, the more pain you're going to receive as a result of this. And all we can hope is between now and to that point that this government doesn't destroy the foundational principles of this free democratic republic that we've been enjoying most of our lives, Lou Euler.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right on. And we have to keep this right at the top of the agenda for America to restore it. And the common sense that you and I regularly talk about, that is the hallmark of the American people.
Exactly. Where can they go for more information, Lou?
To our website, to limittaxes.org. We're in this together. We'll win together.
Amen. Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Lou.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real. with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Is here. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, and you're listening to We Three Kings, a powerful new rendition from Empowered and my good friend Benny DiChiara. Hey, Benny, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. You are like one of my favorite people in the entire world. If somebody doesn't tune into your show, they should call me so I can tell them some things.
Well, thank you so much. I this is why we love spending time with you, pal. You're always such a blessing. And boy, I tell you, you've done it again. I mean, We Three Kings. Whose brilliant idea was this?
Well, actually, Mikey Howard is our producer. Mikey Howard, seventh time down. He's our producer, mm-hmm. and we were talking. Mm-hmm. about a Christmas song. And so we had bounced a couple of ideas around because I didn't have like an original Christmas song written. And I was like, you know what? Like We Three Kings would be awesome. And my wife, Donna, was like, yeah, that would be great. But, that thing was written in 1857, somewhere around there. So it was very, back then they chanted songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And I'm like, let's just bring a little rock and roll to this thing and a little energy to it. So we took the song in general and then added our Hallelujah chorus on the end, and it really, really came out tremendous, I think. So we're just praying that it touches people's souls in the holiday Because, man, if people need Jesus, it's right now, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that the people who have Jesus are the light into a dark world, and they want what we have. And so it's with boldness and confidence of this incredible gift that God has given to us. And we get an opportunity to remember it once again on an annual basis on Christmas Day, where God again tells the world that you will know that I am God, that I have not abandoned you, and to tell you how much I'm sending my son to die for your sins so that you can come back home and be home with me. Is that cool?
It's the coolest. You know, my wife, she's the tree decorator, right? Because I've released that, and she's awesome at it. And so I'm sitting in the living room, and I'm looking at our tree this year. And I don't know if this is going to speak to somebody, but it just kind of struck me. The beauty of the Christmas tree, which is emblematic of the tree that the cross was made from, that he hung on for us, which is the whole purpose that God gave his son to be born, right?
Right.
And I'm sitting there looking at that, and I'm like, how many times do we miss that? And somebody's like, well, Benny, is it that simple? You know what, folks? Yes, it is. The fact that, I mean, think about giving up your own child.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know how many times I've thought about that when I think about what the Father did for us in sacrificing his own son, free from sin, for us sinners.
That's right.
I mean, how do you comprehend that, Benny?
It's hard to. And then as I think about the song, We Three Kings, too, here's three kings who gave up their dominion on earth in search of a child, Bill, that they knew that at birth this child was greater than them.
Mm-hmm.
And the for that to get lost on us, with all the political leadership stuff in the world and the craziness and power, these three kings representative, and I'm sure there's more, but like for the song, We Three Kings,
mm-hmm.
for them to submit to the power of what God was doing at that time, where they would lay down their ranking of who they thought they were to go kneel before a king and lay gifts at his. It's just, boy, does the world need some of that. And I think he needs that from us as well.
Yeah, and Benny, as you say that, I mean, really, it's a precedent of things to come. When all the kings of the earth, all the nations will come together, lay down their crowns, and bend a knee to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here it is, the initial manifestation of what we will see on that incredible day when it is without a doubt known that he is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
That is, come on, Bill Martinez. This is why I love our discussion, because that'll preach all day, anywhere. I don't care if you go to church, if you don't go to church, this world needs Jesus. And like you're saying, at some point, everyone's going to lay down their crown at his foot, whether we hold position or not. But in God's eyes, we already hold position, which is the whole reason he sent his son. And if we don't lose sight of that, man, it's just an incredible thing to know that we're chosen. We're going to heaven because he sent his son, and that's what brings. That's why we wanted some power in this song, just to recognize the majesty of that moment of his birth and what happened. That it's a precursor to things to come, just like you're
exactly, and it's punctuated with the hallelujah. You know that here it is. This is all you know. This is praising God, thanking God. I mean, you know, you think about what hallelujah is. I mean. That is the ultimate acknowledgement of God's glory, isn't it?
It certainly is. So in November, late November, we did a live concert, which has been a long time since we've been able to do that. So we did a full concert. I have a new single that dropped that we could talk about later, but we did a video for that live. And at the end of our concert, we ended with this song. We ended with We Three Kings because we're going into the holidays, right? And so and it was we were in an outdoor venue. Hemingbau is like this big plant.
Yeah, I was going to say that historic Hemingbau. Yeah, what an incredible. Hey, thanks for the invitation. I must have got lost in the mail there, but I would have loved to have been there. Oh my gosh! Wow.
Jeff, we have to line that up at some point, Bill. We're outdoor, and so at the. We just released the live video of us doing We Threw Paint, and just the sky was clear and it was 50 something degrees, and you know, we're out there and we're just, when we got to the Alleluia chorus for the song, it's like praises being released into heaven, and just it's so easy to get lost in that. If we get lost in a moment, that's the kind of moments we need to get lost in.
See, you're chicken skinning me, brother. I mean, just to hear you say that. I mean, my skin, I said that to Jonathan Kahn. I go, you chicken skin me. He goes, he kind of laughed and kind of went along with it, humored me, you know, so to speak. You know how nice people humor you. And it wasn't until later on, you know, he goes, I said, you don't even understand what I'm talking about, chicken skin, huh? He goes, I'm Jewish, man. We don't. I said, come on, please, give me a break. Really? You don't know? And so when I explained to him, he goosebumps. And so, yeah, he got it eventually. But it was so funny. He didn't know. And he goes, yeah, you kept saying that. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yes, sure. Hey, can I share something?
I said, Jonathan, we're friends enough. You can say, hey, look at, you know, do some explaining here. You know, we can talk about that.
That's okay. Right. Fill me in. And you know what's exciting about that, Bill, is when people get the goosebumps or the chicken skin or whatever term people use, I'm at the point in my life where I absolutely know that it is not something that I said to you, but it's something that God said to you through me.
Right.
Yeah. And it,
yeah, see, yeah, you see, this is all amazing. Remnants, you know. When you have Emmanuel, God in us. It's that manifest. It just comes out. It's a natural outpouring that you cannot restrain. And, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, our culture is crying out for this. Like the rocks are crying out for order and righteousness. They're crying out for this. And this is, you know, why I am encouraging people of faith is that, you know, it's time to bold up, you know, and, you know, it's a time for courage to stand up. And be counted amongst the faithful. You know, as Billy Graham would often say that, if you can't praise me before men, Jesus said, I am not going to acknowledge you before my Father. And every time he would say that, I would go, whoa, what an indictment, you know, that we hold back and we're somehow, you know, we still want to hurt somebody's feelings or however way you want to contextualize it. But the fact of the matter is that you have the very answer within you that people need to hear, because what's happening right now, I mean, look at Benny, we've got a suicide rate going off the charts right now. People are suffering, and they are losing hope. Well, the hope of the season is that baby in a manger. And we know the whole story, right? And we know how it's going to end. And we know that, guess what? He's coming back soon and very soon.
That's right. Very, very soon. And I think right now in our world, as you're saying, God is calling those of us, I think in a big sense, Christianity over the last year and a half has gone dormant. And I'm not talking about Christianity religion. I don't buy into, when we get to heaven, there are no denominations.
Well, Benny, we're wrapping this up as we're listening to the sounds one more time of We Three Kings. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, as always, buddy, for you and the family. Okay, take care, my friend. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
Glorious now, behold him rise, King and God and sacrifice.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads,
They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Anytime.